ನಿತ್ಯಲೆ ರಾ ಪ್ರವಿಷ್ಟ ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಪಾದ ಸ್ತೋತ್ರ ಸ್ತೋತ್ರ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಗುಣಗಾನ ಹನುಮಶ್ರೀ ಮಹಾರಾಜ ದಿಸ್ ಎಪಿರೆನ್ಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮೆಗಾಜಿನ್ ನಿತ್ಯಲಾಭಿಷ್ಟ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಪಾಶ್ರ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಹನುಮಶ್ರೀ ಮಹಾರಾಜ ಹಿ ಆಫರ್ ಹಿಟ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ರಿಟರ್ನ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್ ನಾವು ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಟ್ ನಾನು ಬೆಂಗಾಲಿ ಇಂಗ್ಲೀಷ್ ಮೈ ವರ್ಷಿಕಬಹು ಗುರುಪಾದ ಪದ್ಮ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಮಾಸ್ಟರ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ಮದ್ಭಕ್ತಿ ಪ್ರಜ್ಞಾನ ಕೇಶವ ಶ್ರೀ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ವಿತ್ 5-6 ಸನ್ಯಾಸಿಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ 10-12 ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಚಾರೀಸ್ ಈ ವೆಂಟ್ ಟು ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ವಿನೋದ ಆಶ್ರಮ ಶುಭಾಶುಭಲಿ ಖಡಗಪುರ್ ವೇರ್ ನಿತ್ಯದಾಷ್ಟ ಜೀವನದ ನಾದಿನ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಮಟ್ ದೇ ಪೂಜ್ಯಪಾದ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ವಾಮನ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಪೂಜ್ಯಪಾದ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ತಿರುವಿಕರ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಅದರ್ ಸನ್ಯಾಸಿಸ್ ಫ್ರಾಮ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಗೌಡಿಯ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸಮಿತಿ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಚಾರೀಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸನ್ಯಾಸಿಸ್ ದೇ ವೆಂಟ್ ಟುಗೆದರ್ ಟು ಖಡಗಪುರ್ ದಿ ಫೌಂಡರ್ ಆಫ್ ದಟ್ ಆಶ್ರಮ್ ಪೂಜ್ಯಪಾದ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಜೀವನದ ನಾಗಮೂಲ ಸಿಂಗ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ವಾಜ್ ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮಿಂಗ್ ಕೆ ಜಿ ಗುರುದೇವ್ ಇತ್ಯಾದಿ ಆ ಪ್ರತಿಷ್ಠಾನ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದಿಸ್ ಎಪಿಯರೆನ್ಸ್ ಆವಿರ್ಭಾವ ಇತ್ತು ಪೂಜಾ ವ್ಯಾಸ ಪೂಜಾ ಇತ್ತು ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಫೆಸ್ಟಿವಲ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಟ್ ಒಕೇಜನ್ ಆಲ್ ವೆಸ್ಟರ್ನ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಟುಗೆದರ್ ದೇ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಬಿಗಿನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಫೆಸ್ಟಿವಲ್ ಪೂಜ್ಯಪಾದ ಜನಾರ್ದನ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಡಿಸೈಪಲ್ಸ್ who decorated for his Gurudev the asana there. They near there my Gurudev 183 Srimad Bhakti Prajnana Keshavi Maharaj his lotus feet they arranged to offer Pushpanjali. Means Bhakti Jeevananda Janardana Goswami Maharaj's disciples, they organized to offer flowers in lotus feet of my Gurudev Bhakti Prajnana Keshava Goswami Maharaj. But my Gurudev told to his disciples, you worship your Gurudev first. Pridhani Swami Bhakti Jivananda Nardana Maharaj, his little speech. In the scriptures says, see, first one should worship Sri Guru Pada Padma and then Param Guru and Guru Parampara and others. This is the principle of scriptures. The Supreme Lord, he told himself, ಪ್ರಥಮಸ್ತು ಗುರುಂ ಪೂಜಾ प्रथमं तु गुरुं पूज्य ततश्चैव ममार्चनं कुर्वन् सिद्धिमवाप्नोति सन्नथा निष्फलो भवेत्. सो देयरफोर इन द मीनिंग ऑफ दिस वर्स इज फर्स्ट वन शुड वर्शिप टू हिज गुरु देन दे वर्शिप टू मी. In this way, they can get perfection. Otherwise, they will not get any results. Therefore, in this paramparika niyama, which these principles continuing from our parampara, we should not disobey this. Then, my Gurudev, with all affection to Sri Bhakti Jivananda Nardana Maharaj, who offer worship, incense, flower, lamp, arati, and he told to Bhakti Jivananda Nardana Maharaj, first you accept this. So by order of my Gurudev, Srimad Janardana Maharaj, he was respecting him like Sikhya Guru, and without any hesitation, he accepted this. He followed his order. That time, his disciples, with great enthusiasm, they started to worship with 16 upachars, archan, sodasa upachar, and offer pushpanjali. So, with all the together, then they worship to my Gurudev and pray for his blessings. Pujyapada Maharaj was whole life he was remembering this in this important incident. And he was floating tears from his eyes, how my Gurudev was so great and how he was affectionate to his followers, how he was sharp with bhakti siddhanta, and how determined to his guru. He always mentioned in his speech. Then next paragraph, Pujyapada Maharaj, I met first time in Gauriya Vedanta Samiti 1947. He was pure Naistika Brahmachari. I met first time in Devananda Gauriya Math Navadi. That time he already established his Kharagopur Math. From Shamananda Gauriya Math, Medinipur, with some disciples and some He pressed me. In old days, he came to perform parikrama, Navadvipa Mandala parikrama, following my Guru Maharaj's rule in his fourth state. And I met there. In the parikrama time, my Guru Maharaj, in the middle, he requested him to speak Harikatha. And after hearing his Harikatha, he was feeling ecstasy from his mouth. That time his name was Sripad Anantaram Brahmachari. From that time, myself have friendship with him and I attached to him. He is a great pure Vaishnava, there is no doubt. By the nature, he is a sweet speaker, tolerant, humble, and respected to others. Among all our Gaudiya Shastras, scriptures, like Sri Hari Bhakti Vilas, Vrata Bhagavata Amritam, Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Ujjala Nilamani, Lalita Madhava, Vidagdha Madhava, Stapamala, Stapavali, Srimad Bhagavatas, the purport, commentary of Vaishnava Toshini written by Sanatana Goswami, Saratha Darsini written by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Sripan Baladeva Vijayavasam, so written Govinda Bhashya to Vedanta. All these scriptures, he was expert and always give example from all these scriptures. He was always living with Harikatha. And he met someone who was speaking Harikatha. He was a Rasika and a Bhavuka Vaishnava. Every day he was worshipping Tulsi and Sri Arati. He was with the pool of his ecstasy, he was writing in his chest, Radhe, he was writing Radharani's name when he took Tilak, and all was glorifying and chanting, practicing all the stava and stuti. And another chapter.
That was Vilapa Kushamanjali.
Yes, Vilapa Kushamanjali.
Radha Sudha Nidhi.
Radha Rasa Sudha
Nidhi. Radha Rasa Sudha Nidhi.
All these Raghunadas, Goswami, Stavamala, all are there. Actually, when he write here Stavamala and Stavamala, already Vilapa Kushamanjali is Stavamala also. This is there.
It's within that book.
Stavamala is among Stavamala, Vilapa Kushamanjali is one also there. How we can write this Vishwama, Vilapa Kushamanjali, Radha Rasa Sudha Nidhi, and other Stava, Stava means all there. Then another chapter. I find only his Harikatha, he always speaking about Rupanuga. He was the Acharya of Rupanuga. I saw in Vyasa Puja time, every early morning, I saw in Brahma Muhurta, he was alone with great ecstasy, always read and chant Radhika Astakam, Sri Gandharva Sampradhaka Astakam, Sri Vishakha Nandadha Abhidha Stutram, Sri Utkantha Dasakam, Sri Chatu Pushpanjali, Sri Karpanya Panjika Stutram, Sri Utkalika Balvari, Sri Radha Kunda Astakam, Sri Govardhana Vasa Prarthana Dasakam, and other Stavastutis. Then he was in the morning practice. After hearing with full of bhava, ecstasy, I have more attraction to him, and I also started to read every day all these stavas, and my interest, my shraddha was increasing gradually day by day. We hear about Ragatmika Bhakti in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Among all Krishna's associates, gopis are superior. And among all gopis, and some have equal love to Radha and Krishna, and some are, they have more love to Krishna, and some are, they have more love to Radharani. Sri Radharani's love among others, Sri Rupa Manjari and other gopis, they are chief. And among following their footstep, Raganuga Sadhakas, they are supreme. I saw to Puja Pada Maharaj, this bhavas always there. He always, when he starts Harikatha, he chants, Ha Devi Kaku Haragada Gadaya Hadya Vacha Yache Nipatya Bhumi Dandavata Udhapata Arti Asya Prasadama Buddhasya Janasya Krutva गंधर्वी के निजगणे गणनाम विधेहि कभी वास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे त्वं नय मां चरणान्तिकम् आशाभरीयमृतसिन्धुमयीः कथञ्चित् कालो मयातिगमितः किल साम्प्रतं हि त्वं चेत् कृपां मयि विधास्यपि नैव किं मे प्राणी ब्रजेन च वरोरुपरा वकारिणापि भजामि राधामरविन्दनेत्रां स्मरामि राधां मधुरस्मिताश्यां वदामि राधां करुणाभराद्रां
तत्तु मर्म नास्ति मम नास्ति गति न कापि वेणुः करानि पतितः स्खलितं शिखण्डं भ्रष्टं च पीतवसनं ब्रजराजसूनो यस्याः कटाक्षसरघातविमूर्छितस्य तां राधिकां परिचरामि कदा रसेन जतकिङ्करिषु बहुशः खलु ताकुवाणि नित्यं परस्य पुरुषस्य शिखण्डमौलेः तस्यापदारशनिधे वृषभानुजाया स्तत्केळीकुञ्जभवनाङ्गनमार्जनीष्यां भक्तिं न कृष्णचरणे न करोमि चार्तिं राधापदाम्बुजरजः रजः क्रमसाहसेनं तस्या दुर्गाञ्चलविशेषवृत्ता दैवादयं करिष्यति दासी बुद्धिं. All these verses he was describing, scrutinizing, and the deep meaning of all these verses. To pray Radha Dasya, we are saw in his Harikatha. Approximately 15 years before, I and my Sadhguru and Suryapad Bhaktivedanta Vamana Maharaj, by his special request, we went to Gauravani Vinod Ashram, Khadagpur, to meet him, to see him. After we arrived, we saw how he was servicing to Vaishnavas. His ideal Vaishnavas seva, after seeing him, became Ashramis. His love to his cows, named Kalindi, Ganga, Shyamala, all are standing in the courtyard in Varanda. When he comes, they became so happy and affectionate. They were waiting for him. How he loved them. Next chapter. One day, with great devotion and affection, he asked, please you tell me what is the meaning and the distinction of Sri Raganuga and Sri Rupanuga. These both are one, or there is some differences or any special things there. I asked many questions, but I am not satisfied by the answers. After hearing this question from him, like he is so expert in Vaishnava Goswami's philosophy, in front of him, I was hesitant to answer. But by his again and again, frequently, after this, Pujapad Bhagna Maharaj, he
Encouraged.
Hinted to me, just like a student giving examination. He hinted me. I, according to my understanding, by the blessings of Guru and Vaishnavas, by the Bhakti Shastra, and by the deep meaning of Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Ujjala Nilamani, all these Rasa Shastras, where it is explained Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhura Rasa is Nitya Siddha among all eternal associates. The service and the bhava, if someone greedy to that service for this lesson, by following the footstep, if someone practice bhakti, like chanting Harinam and remembering and study this, or practice bhakti, that spoke Raganuga bhakti. Srila Rupa Goswami, how he described about Radha Krishna, to serve to Radha Krishna with his eternal form. If someone follow to his eternal form, to the Yugala Seva Paripati, Yugala is dual deities, Radha Krishna, and who has more attachments to Radharani's or love, greedy to Radharani's group, who practice with the same mood, that we can say this practice is Rupanuga Sadhana. Srila Rupa Goswami, once Gauranga Mahapurusha associates, and with same identity by the physical body, who are practicing all devotion with Suddha Sarira, the internal form, as a Rupa Mandaris, like Radhika's site, Radhika's group, who serve this with these two bhavas, who follow to Rupa Goswami, they are Rupanugas. In this topic, there is one discrimination. Everyone is every Rupanugas are Raganuga, but every Raganugas are not Rupanugas. After hearing this answer, Pujapada Maharaj became full of ecstasy. Today, I hearing this conclusion from you, I became whole happiness. He told me this. I was desiring to hear this, and before this, no one explained clearly with this discussion. Then he, when he saw me just like a relative family member, he accepted and respected me.
You never pronounce my name.
He welcome and he treat me together. When we meet each other, he catch my hand and he always offer me asana near to him. Even if he was in his bed, he tell to me to sit in his bed where he sleep. In his last part of life, when he was some treatment in Calcutta in 1994, that time in the Sri Navadvipa Mandala Parikrama, Sri Banwarilal Prabhu with some brahmacharis, he went to see him to Calcutta. He was some little sick. Also, I was there.
Yes.
I stayed 1 month there. In, he had some problem, heart problem. So I was 1 month there. Thing.
In the hospital?
Yes, that time he mentioned here. We are all together, went to him and offered Dandavat Pranam. When he saw me, if the doctors prohibited, but he again and again request me to sit in his bed. And to again and again he come out from his bed and offer Dandavata Pranam and he pulled my hand and told to sit in his bed. Always he remember his worshipable goddess Radhika and say, "Hi, hi, I could not do any sadhan bhajan," and he was crying with tears in front of us. He was crying with full of tears. After seeing such bhava condition, we all affected with bhava and tears come out from everyone, like full of ecstasy. In this illness condition, we forget everything. And within us, we both, how Radharani's karuna, mercy, we discuss among ourselves. In this way, this transcendental topic with full of attachment we, by his association, we became Stambha.
Became?
Stambha. We became
dumbstruck.
Fast friends.
Yes, Stambha. Astonis.
No, not best friends.
No?
Not best friends.
No, I said fast friends.
Like stone.
What is?
Yes, yeah, like stone.
Like stone.
Dumbstruck.
Dumbstruck.
Dumbstruck. Or thunderstruck.
Dumbstruck, yes. Next chapter.
What is this?
He always joined in our Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti.
Just 1 minute, Maharaj.
Also recording his speech.
Yeah. I think there's one photo, isn't it, Maharaj?
Yeah, once I was my president, we put one tape recorder. He immediately stopped. He did not speak. He told to take out. He was so humble and so so in this dainyam. It's very rare to get. So we have no any input. Even we no one knows where he took birth. And nobody knows his father and mother. I searched, before I searched us, he never spoke to anyone, also we could not find. Only we know in Odisha, near in Ganjam district, near one town, Bhandanagar, near there, we know only this. But where is this, we never know. Still I was trying, I sent now 2 days before, tomorrow, but no one. We went to one village, we asked them, no one came. So it is unknown. He never spoke to anyone. Even I also, one time I asked him. When he came to his Gurudev, Sanskrit Guru Prabhupada, he said, forget everything. Never he think about house or village or family or nothing, no one knows anything. It is unknown. Also another point, my trunk. I saw some devotees come, they offer some rupees, you know. He never touched this. He was there is some club like that. To keep there, and the Brahmacharya Kalan take. I told, he was like friend to everyone. Mm. Not maintaining gravity or maintaining any his respect like that. If we don't sit in his rhythm, then he pull his hand, sit here, he say like this. When he is performing tilak, but if a devotee comes, start Harikatha, this tilak by hand, maybe 1 hour.
Become dry.
Half, and you stay like this. Pass half an hour, again put water, again become dry, again and continue. I told Maharaj, you do tilak this. This is always what we are doing, but we never get association to the first numbers. It was so nuts. So mad with his mind. You see, therefore, not to get an armor, she glorified how to do this. So, 1-2 pages to do. You have any problem? No problem?
Me?
No. You sit now because we are translating?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You are comfortable?
Uh-huh.
Next step, chapter. He always joined with our Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti organized Sri Dham Navadipa Parikrama and Brajamandala Parikrama and Khetra Mandala Parikrama, Sometimes we went to Dwarika and South India, Dakshina Bharat. He joined with us, with his devotees, and we together traveled. He always glorifying Param Pujya Pad Sri Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj. He always invite me, and he tell me in every our festival you have to come compulsory. So he was always attending this, repeating this. Therefore, my Gurudev, in his disappearance, after that, every year he was coming to our Navadvipa Mandala Parikrama and Braja Mandala Parikrama. He was always joining there. 1993, it was his last Braja Mandala Parikrama in Sri Govardhan, near Govardhan, in Paitha Gram. We were together in Parikrama, and he was describing this pastime of this Paitha Gram, and he told in Paitha Gram, this place is our special place. Near is Chandra Sarovar, Chandra Vrishi Sarovar there. In the Rasalila time, when Krishna disappeared, all the gopis with their separation madness, they were hither thither searching to Krishna. Some are, they are asking to trees and creepers and birds and animals, please tell where is Krishna. Some gopis also, they overwhelmed and they say, I am Krishna. And they identify to other gopis, some is Putana, some is Sakatasura, Aghasura, like this. In this way, they were performing their bhava. With this anubhava, they becomes mad, they forget everything. That time, Krishna appeared in this place, in Paitha Gram, like Chaturbhuja Narayan Park. His Vasudeva Murti. In the first, the gopis who are searching to Krishna, when they saw four armed Vasudeva Murti like Narayan, they offered Dandavata to him and they went there. And later on, Srimati Radharani also she came. After she to Radharani, Krishna could not able to maintain his Narayana path. four arms. And he became two-handed and folded head. This is the Mahabhavas of the speciality of Radharani. This is the Paithagram. There was this Leela there. And after seeing Krishna, immediately became Brajendra Nandan. He could not be able to be Vasudeva. Therefore, all gopis, Radharani is the topmost. This is the proof. Yatha Radha Priya Vishnoho Tasya Kundam Priyam Tatha Sarva Gopisu Sevaika Vishnor Atyanta Vallabha. This verse is proved there. After hearing his such conclusion, we all became masters. Next, in the Parikrama time, when we arrived at Radhakunda, in Radhakunda, there are all Babajis. They are residing there, and there are some scholars also there. They give up everything and they stay full time there and they practice their bhakti in Radhakunda and Vrindavan. They stay there and Bhakti Jivananda Nardana Maharaj asked them, invited them, you come, why you are blaming and criticizing to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswami's disciples? If you say that the saffron cloth and sannyasa, this ashrams and this accepting of this form, this is against to Gaudiya Vaishnava's practice. Who are accepting this Gairika saffron cloth? We are with our humility and insignificancy, we want to discriminate this. If you come here and discuss with us, then we become happy. No need to backside criticize. And he quoted one verse from Brihat Bhagavata Amrita. And there is a commentary of Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami has written Brihat Bhagavata and he also wrote commentary in Sanskrit. So he quoted from there, Jatapada Pankaja Palasha Vilasha Bhaktya Karmasayam Gratita Mudgrathayanti Santaha Tadavanna Rikta Matayo Jatayo Piruddha Sroto Gunaha Tamaranam Bhajavasudevam Kiva Vipra Kiva Nyasi Sudra Kene Naya Jai Krishna Tattva Vitasi Guru Bhara. Also from Chaitanya Charitamrita, he quoted this. శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభుస్ ప్రేమ కలపతరు ది విల్లింగ్ ట్రీ ఎమంగ్ నైన్ ది రూట్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ట్రీ వన్ ఇది శ్రీ పరమానందపురి శ్రీ కేశవ భారతి శ్రీ బ్రహ్మానందపురి శ్రీ బ్రహ్మానంద భారతి శ్రీ విష్ణుపురి శ్రీ కేశవపురి శ్రీ కృష్ణానందపురి శ్రీ నృసింహ తీర్థ శ్రీ సుఖానందపురి ఆల్ ఆర్ ది ఎక్సెప్ట్ టు ది గైరిక వస్త్ర దిస్ సఫ్రన్ క్లాత్ దే ఆర్ సన్యాసిస్ అండ్ శ్రీ నిత్యానంద ప్రభు అండ్ శ్రీ స్వరూప దామోదర్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్సో సన్యాసిస్ అండ్ శ్రీ రాధారమణ గోస్వామిస్ రాధారమణ టెంపుల్స్ గోస్వామిస్ ఆల్సో దే ఎక్సెప్టెడ్ సన్యాస్ అండ్ నౌ ప్రెజెంట్ అమంగ్ ది గోస్వామిస్ దే ఆల్సో వేరింగ్ దిస్ సఫ్రన్ క్లాత్ అండ్ దే ఆల్సో ఎక్సెప్ట్ సన్యాస్ సో ఇఫ్ యూ హ్యావ్ ఎనీ డౌట్ ఎనీథింగ్ టు డిస్కస్ యూ కమ్ అండ్ వీ ఆర్ హ్యాపీ టు డిస్కస్ విత్ యూ ఇఫ్ యూ వీ హ్యావ్ ఎనీ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ మిస్టేక్ ఇన్ అవర్ ప్రాసెస్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ అస్ అండ్ when I saw he was like lion who was roaring in Radhakund and calling to every all Babajis, no one came there. And after seeing such deep conclusion, Siddhanta, Susiddhanta, and his speech, after hearing this, 600-700 devotees there present, they understood with their heart deep that Saraswata Gaudiya Vaishnavas Vichara this process is pure and pure Siddhanta. In Brajamandala Parikrama sometimes in a Nandagam in Nandishwara mountain we have some discussion about Shiva Tattva. And among our Ishta Gusti, some disagreement was there. In our meeting, I was describing about Shiva Tattva. శ్రీ సదాశివ విష్ణు తత్వం అండ్ ఫ్రమ్ సదాశివ ఇట్ ఈస్ సేమ్ డేటీస్ ఎపియర్ విత్ గోపీశ్వర మహాదేవ్ అండ్ ఇన్ గోవర్ధన్ చక్రేశ్వర మహాదేవ్ ఇన్ నందగాం నందీశ్వర మహాదేవ్ అండ్ కామ్యవం కామేశ్వర మహాదేవ్ they are all equal, non-difference. In Srimad Bhagavatam, glorified Vaishnavanam Jatha Sambhu, among all Vaishnavas, Sambhu Mahadeva is prominent and chief. So Sri Sanatana Goswami's he is best friend in Chakreshwar. Srila Sanatana Goswami in Haribhakti Vilas also has written to worship him, and among his pranama mantra he has written Vrindavana Vanipate Jaya Shuma Shauma Maule Sanaka Sanatana Sanatana Narade Dyaha Gopiswara Braja Vilasi Jugandri Padme Prema Padaksha Nirupadi Namo Namaste. Therefore, he is worshipable among all Vaishnavas. By his mercy, one can obtain Braja Bhakti. After I spoke this, some Vaishnavas, they were not happy with this Siddhanta and they opposed and told, in Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, to worship to Lord Shiva, I have no place. He cannot give Braja Prema. So that time, Pujya Father Janardhan Goswami Maharaj, he quoted from Sri Raghunadas Goswami's Braja Vilas Stava. Muda Gopendra Shyatmaja Bhuja Parishwanga Nidhaye Spurat Gopi Vrunde Miha Bhagavantan Pranayibhi Bhajat Bhi Stair Bhaktya Swam Abhilasitam Praptam Achira Yamitire Gopiswaram Anudinam Tam Kiram Bhaje. In this, from this verse, he described there and he concludes of the Siddhanta. The Braja Gopis, to get Krishna's love, they worship to Gopiswara Mahadeva and pray to Gopiswara, please offer us Krishna's prayer. That time there was no any doubt that Gopiswara Mahadeva is worshipable among our Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Therefore, we come to his place and pray his mercy. And by his sharp conclusion, everyone is satisfied there. One time, Pujya Pada Maharaj, my Guru Pada Padma, Nitalapstam Vishnu Paswava Pranyan Teshu Goswami Maharaj, in his France, he asked about the principle of Vaishnavas Samadhi. What is the meaning of Samadhi? There are many meanings in yoga process Samadhi, their meaning, but what is meaning of our Vaishnava Samadhi? What is the deep meaning of this? Among Bahu, many Vaishnavas, the meaning of Samadhi, I hear from different way, but I am not satisfied by the explanation. Please you explain me what is the real meaning of our Samadhi. So my Gurudev, he explained Samadhi, the purport, the meaning of Samadhi, Samadhi. Samadhi means we determine and meditate with our upasa tattva, with our worshipable God, with the cool of our meditation, with the cool of our love, when we fully merged with the service, that is real meaning of samadhi in our Western Siddhanta. The Braja Gopis, always they are living samadhi. When one leaves the body by stomach, enter through the spiritual body, that time they becomes equal to the associates, eternal associates of Sri Krishna and Radharani, and they fully they engage with themselves there. That is the real meaning of samadhi. With not so, after hearing this Pujyapada Janardana Maharaj became very pleased. Next, Sri Vedanta Samiti, Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti, in Navadvipa Dham Parikrama time, when we were in Sri Dham Mayapur, that day, Pujyapada Maharaj, he attained to his Gurudevas, Nityalila Prishta Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Swami Thakur Prabhupada Samadhi, and he was glorifying loudly his glorification and becomes affected by the sattvika bhava and could not speak with such ecstasy. He stopped his speech. Only tears floating from his eyes. After seeing his Guru Nishtha, all devotees, present devotees, they affected by this ecstasy, bhava and tears. In this way, he has many this spiritual, transcendental, this supernatural, these memories, it appeared in my heart. But I cannot more explain because it became long article. So in my mind and heart, hundreds I offer my Pushpanjali to his lotus feet. He can forgive me hundreds my any offense, any mistake, and he can accept me. I am his one of merciful. I am one of his the person of get his blessings and mercy. I offered my prayer to his lotus feet. Randi Bhikkhu Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Guru Vaishnava Kripalaya Swami.